6890, 231-264-6890.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this Wednesday, February 5th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys, all the text messages, interactions back and forth. Joseph from Harbor Springs, if I'm back from Texas, he's going to be there. I just texted him my photo of me being in the radio station uniform. That's what I'll be wearing to Cobo Hall on Friday night, February 21st, and Saturday, February 22nd. As a matter of fact, I have like four pairs of these jeans and radio station t-shirts. They're all brand new large size t-shirts. The hat is your defending father's Gadsden snake on a black hat with my white beard. Just look for the guy with the black hat with the white beard. You'll see me. Radio station t-shirt. Come up and introduce yourself to me at the convention. Love to meet you. Get your picture taken with me. Greatly appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate you guys. Now, one of the things that I want to get into today's show, and again, I'm looking for that video. I'm going to try to get it from Oscar here right after the show. So if you text me GOP event, I'll send you the photograph as well as the link to the video. You can watch it for yourself. The budget. Right now, Lansing's supposed to be working on the budget. Governor Gretchen Whitmer just came out with a breaking news story. She's asking for $10,000. $10,000 per pupil for public school funding. It just announced, came out, let's see, MERS News Service hit me up with this 22 minutes ago. Governor Gretchen Whitmer shoots for $10,000 per pupil, along with more budget details. The governor wants to guarantee public schools will receive at least $10,000 per pupil in the state's next school age budget. This would be proposing a 4.1% increase to the current Michigan per pupil funding allowance. The plan is being presented along with the rest of her fiscal year 2026 budget right now in front of the House and Senate Appropriations Committees. There's a live stream button I could have clicked on, but I'm doing the show. The budget's office, complete department by department breakdown of the governor's proposal can be found here. They have a link directly to what the governor is proposing. As far as the $10,000 per pupil ask, fiscal year 2024-25, the per pupil funding allowance was maintained at $9,608. It came to an annual appropriation spending of $10.5 billion. Also, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in her seventh year as governor, wants to again reduce the total per pupil funding for cyber schools down to $36 million. That'd be a 20% decrease, dropping it from $9,150 to $8,000 per pupil online who goes to go to school online, cyber education. Also, she wants $250 million set aside to connect students with extra classroom time, tutoring services, and other resources. She plans to push for prioritizing buildings with students that need the most support and to list a new requirement for school districts to directly inform parents and guardians of the students' academic standing. Like throughout the year. Isn't it called the report card? I don't know. Maybe I'm old school. As far as preschool, the governor wants to dedicate $61 million from the school aid fund to build up the pre-existing Strong Beginnings pilot program, researching the impact of 2 years, not just 1 year, but 2 years of preschool for children starting at age 3. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wants her hands on 3-year-olds. 4-year-olds wasn't good enough. Now she wants 3-year-olds. Well, with her already Great Start Readiness Program, Michigan's tuition-free preschool program for low-income 4-year-olds will grow from $628.3 million to $676 million, basically almost another $50 million under what Whitmer's proposing. These recommendations will also consist of a $25 million boost for expanding and creating new preschool classrooms. Under Whitmer's spending plan, the school aid fund spending will move from $18.29 billion up to $18.5 billion. Meanwhile, she's proposing basically a $70 million in new general fund spending, which will go toward increasing public universities' base operations by 4%. And that needs to be eliminated. Donald Trump has already come out with an executive order. Any public university, University of Michigan, Michigan State University, that has over $1 billion sitting in their endowment funds will not get public funding from the federal government. Meanwhile, locally, at the state of Michigan level, Whitmer wants to increase it by 4%. Not eliminate it, increase it. Community colleges will receive a similar increase. Additional $14.6 billion in new funding. Her education and child care proposals feature $3.5 million cut in all state support for non-public students to participate in dual enrollment at post-secondary high school institutions. Let me ask a very simple question, folks. This governor, heading into her 7th budget, has increased public funding every single year she's been governor. What results have we gotten? Lower test scores, lower graduation rates, lower attendance rates. Do you know that there are some school districts down in Detroit, in the Detroit public schools, there's certain areas that they actually have to call the police and threaten the parents with jail time because their children have not attended public schools for enough days to qualify for the funding, have not attended public schools for enough days to even be able to graduate? Well, some of these teenagers are working, helping the parents or helping the single mom pay the bills. But they've actually had to send police officers to the homes. This public school system is so screwed up in the state of Michigan, it's disgusting. And this governor wants to increase the spending basically across the board. Unless, of course, you're getting your school online, cyber school. And don't even get me started about charter schools and private schools. This governor is out of her mind. And if any Republican votes for this budget, the way she's proposing it, you need to just leave Lansing. Resign your office after you vote for this budget later this year, probably in June, before the July 1st deadline. If you are a Republican state senator or state rep and you vote for it, resign. Resign your office. Create a vacancy. Have a special election. Replace it with somebody who's got a spine. You cannot vote for this budget. Period. End of conversation. You can't justify it. You can't explain it off. I don't even want to hear from you. If you're a Republican, 58 state reps, 18 state senators, you vote for this budget, it's time for you to leave Lansing. Find a new career. Go back to the private sector. Whatever. Now, sideline to what the governor's announcing right now, it's very interesting because in the Senate Appropriations Chair Sarah Anthony making a statement earlier prior to the governor's press conference says when it comes to a budget making session for this year, this is going to be a challenging year. Contributing her concerns to, quote, the chaos that's going on in the federal government, end quote. Every other day, there's a new headline and new executive order that could impact our state's resources, Anthony said to members of the media yesterday. How much of the investments that were already built in to the last 2 years do we need to try to protect? What are some of the things we could find common ground in trimming back? For the fiscal current year of 2025, federal funding in the transportation budget alone grew by 5.8% to $2.27 billion. The state's health department budget in federal dollars up to $26.6 billion, a 3.2% bump from the prior fiscal year. Nearly half of that money is dedicated to Medicaid costs, adjustments based on caseloads. She's whining because of the chaos going on in the federal government and Donald Trump's executive orders. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike.
Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today. Again, got a couple of text messages going. If you would like the photograph taken by John Yab on Perry Johnson's private jet, this was March of 2023. Now, you have to remember the timing of this. This is the CPAC event 2 years ago, basically from about this time. March 2023 is what it says on his, I believe, Facebook post. Mashaun Maddox just lost everything with Ron Weiser as chair of the Michigan Republican Party, her being his co-chair. We lost everything in 22. We lost governor, we lost secretary of state, we lost attorney general, we lost the majority in the House, we lost the majority in the Senate, which we had had for 40 years, we lost the Michigan Supreme Court, we lost the University of Michigan, we lost Michigan State University. We lost everything. And now she wants to be chair of the party. And she's claiming that she's got support from Donald Trump. I wouldn't be surprised if after Scott Greenlee went there yesterday and talked to Trump, I wouldn't be surprised to see that Trump's going to endorse Mashaun for state party chair. Again, Mr. President, with all due respect, stay out of our state party politics. Stay out of nominating people in our state. I should say, excuse me, endorsing. Which basically leads to the nomination. Let's face it. If Donald Trump endorses you, you're going to get the nomination. Mike Rogers did. How well did he do against Elisa Slotkin? While President Trump won the state of Michigan on November 5th of 2024, what did Mike Rogers do? Oh, that's right. He got his butt kicked by Elisa Slotkin. And he's running again because of Peter's announcement that he's not going to run for re-election next year, 2026. Love you, Mr. President. Stay out of Michigan politics. You don't know enough about the inside of Michigan politics to endorse anybody. If you really want to know what's going on, reach out to me, Mr. President. I'd be more than happy to explain it to you. Absolutely insane. I induce Bill Shute, who will make a great governor for the state of Michigan in 2022. Bill Shute? You don't even know how to spell his name correctly, sir. With all due respect, you're endorsing somebody for governor and you don't even know how to spell his name on your Twitter post. It was deleted about an hour later. Where the hell is Bill? At the rally at the ice skating arena there in Romeo, Michigan, when Congressman Jack Bergman met Air Force One at the airport, told him about the expansion of the Sioux locks that we needed. As a national security interest, Mr. President, you need to do this. Comes to the event. Schuette had already come and gone. Trump calls him out as his endorsed candidate, and Schuette had already left. Well, that's right. He got his butt kicked. Unbelievable. You know, one of the things I think, looking back on all this, it's us, we the people, the grassroots patriots that have got to take control of this convention on Saturday, February 22nd. We have to do this. That's why I'm willing to basically deputize you guys as field reporters for my show to be there. If you're not a voting precinct delegate, you're not an alternate, you don't want to go to the party's website and register to be a guest, register as a field reporter for me. You can be part of media. I don't know if they'll give you a media credential or not, but that's what you can do. We'll get you in one way or another. Again, if you'd like the uniform photograph, text me uniform. I'll send it to you. If you want that photograph of John Yobbs from his social media page back in March of 2023, text me GOP event. I'll send you the photograph and the link to the candidate form that the Charlevoix County Republicans did Facebook Live on their Facebook page. Let's see. Did not know that. Okay, very good. Well, Ms. P. and Petoskey, I agree. Rogers should not be running again. He lost. He's the reason Slotkin is in. I believe Dr. Sherry O'Donnell should run again. That's my thoughts. We'll see what happens. Going to be talking to Dr. Sherry. Going to have her on the show here in the next couple weeks, month, to explain what she's been doing and possibly serving in the Trump administration's cabinet. Well, that's it. The music's playing. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. Have a blessed Wednesday. Hump Day Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1.